For Women's History Month, 88.1 WVPE and Indiana University South Bend's Women and Gender Studies program has been recognizing Michiana women making history. Dr. Barbara Williams, a South Bend physician and sociologist, conducted several interviews with notable women in the community. Today, we bring you a sampling of one last conversation, this time with Doris Ann Nielsen, a resident of Elkhart for the last 53 years. Doris Ann has served the Elkhart community as a teacher and on many boards and task forces, including the WVPE Advisory Board. Here she talks about the rewards of teaching and about her early experience as a woman elected to the board of Elkhart Community Schools.
It had been an appointed school board up to that point. I was not the first woman to have been on the board, but when I arrived, I was the only woman at that point. Others were primarily holdovers from the appointment era, which meant they were businessmen. And the first year, they tell you in the United States Senate, just listen. So I tried being a listener till I couldn't stand it anymore. But I really felt like I was out of place, or that they felt I was out of place, and nervy of me to have run through an election, for heaven's sakes, to get there, not just an appointment. It was a strange feeling until they found out that I did have some experiences having been in the classroom and that I was not without some degree of intelligence. And then the second woman came on the board. By the time I left the board, it was primarily women. And I think that's an interesting transition.
Now, you have stated that your accomplishment that of which you are most proud is your teaching experience. And you started out as a substitute teacher, and then you taught history and English in the Elkhart school system for 25 years. Why do you think that teaching has been so rewarding for you?
I don't know whether I think teachers are born or made. There's a picture of me at 2 reading to my dolls. Of course, I wasn't reading. I was reciting what had been read to me innumerable times by my grandmother who lived with us. My husband said I never stopped teaching whether I was in a classroom or not. And he would say, there you go, teaching again. So I think in my case, it was sort of a natural thing to do. But you're helping to breed the next generation. And the impact you have on those kids is lifelong. And you want it to be a positive one, but you also want them to enjoy being there. And so I taught sophomores always, and I kept them even when I became department chair, and that position usually had seniors, because they come into you as freshmen and they leave as juniors, and that's a huge, huge time in their lives. I wanted to make it pleasant for them to come to class, and one of the things I heard almost regularly is somebody in each class would say, what are we going to do today? And I thought that was a wonderful sign of the fact that it was not predictable and it wasn't a repetition of yesterday. But my definition of eternity is what you leave behind. And I think with kids, you leave a lot behind. And hopefully it's positive. We were encouraged to have students look at teaching as a career. And I can't think that I ever mentioned that. But I hope I role modeled how much I enjoyed being there and being with them.
That's Doris Ann Nielsen talking about her experience as a teacher and as a member of the board for Elkhart Community Schools. You can hear more of Doris Ann's story on our website, WVPE.org. Michiana Women Making History is a collaboration of Indiana University South Bend's Women and Gender Studies program and 88.1 WVPE.